Assemblyman Luis R. Sepulveda from Central Bronx. One is they want to provide driver's license for people that are undocumented. Of course, that's going to require legislation from Albany. We have two sponsors already up in the in Albany, in Senator Espaillat and Assemblywoman Gabriela Rosa. It's a plan to create identification for undocumented aliens so they can go and get bank accounts, go to libraries. It also allows them to work more closely with the police department so the police can identify who these people are.
So there's been problems with the idea of issuing licenses to undocumented workers.
Yes. That was a problem previously. A lot of the discussion about it were images and outright racist concepts about giving undocumented aliens licenses. But look, the reality is, if you look at what happened in the 2012 political presidential election, when you get 70-something percent of the vote, the Hispanic vote, which has a relatively large undocumented population in the city of New York, you look at other ethnic groups in the city, like the Bangladeshi community, the Southeast Asian community, they have a large population too. And so politicians, elected officials, they realize and they look at hardcore numbers. And when you're seeing this kind of growth and the impact that it's going to have on elections, this will be a different tone now with respect to providing licenses to undocumented aliens.
What is the drawback then on this kind of legislation?
Well, I don't see any drawback. The reality is that you have about 500,000 people, undocumented aliens, that work in the city of New York. These are people that live in the dark. These are people that live in fear, that raise their family. And something like this will bring them into the fabric of the community, will bring them out in the open, will release the tension. These people, a lot of the times, they're almost compelled to violate law. If they want to open up a bank account, they have to attempt to get false driver's license, so false ID. So this allows them to do something as simple as opening up a bank account. So that's, I think, a major improvement in the lives that they have now.
And how will you open those doors, since a lot of people are afraid of authorities because they don't have papers?
Right. Well, you have to information has to get out. I think the public advocate has a great avenue to get information out to the communities. A lot of the CBOs in the city of New York can get community-based organizations that service these undocumented. They can put the words out. A lot of the elected officials, my district in the Bronx has a large Bangladesh population and Dominican population. And so it'll be incumbent on me to make sure that these individuals know, their families know, that this is out there, that they can get these plans.
So is there a rush to get this done before the next election?
Some of the policies, like some of the things that deal with HRA's treatment of domestic people with domestic violence issues,
HRA,
Human Resources Administration for the city, that's something that the public advocate has the authority to send a letter to the commissioners and try to implement that. Anything that doesn't require legislation can be done right away, and the five-point plan will tell you. Anything that requires legislation, we have until the end of June. Most of the controversial, heavy pieces of legislation and the budget are already out of the way in the Assembly and in the Senate. Now we have the remaining issues. And so you have about a good 6 weeks left, maybe 5 weeks left, to be able to put forth this legislation. It's already out there. The issuing licenses to document aliens is already out there. It's already been proposed, as I said, by Gabriela Rosa from Washington Heights and Espaillat from Washington Heights. And so now it's the issue is, how do you get it into the committee, approved by the committee, into an entire floor vote in the Assembly and the Senate?
So also in this bill, separate from licenses or ID cards?
Yes, that's correct. That's people who don't drive and can't get a New York State driver's issued license ID. They can get a form of a universal ID card for the city of New York. You can get it for children, you can get it for teenagers, and they can use ID card, for example, to go to a library. And so this is another avenue of bringing them out of the dark, so to speak, and allow them to be a part of the community that they live in.
And what else?
The other important one is curtailing the city's collaboration with the federal detention and deportation programs. The city, a lot of times people go for assistance in the city, and the city will realize that these people are undocumented, and they'll report them, and they get deported. And so what the Blasio's plan would curtail the cooperation between the city and federal detention programs, so that people that are undocumented don't live in fear and afraid that if they have to report a crime, if they have to report domestic violence, that they're then going to get deported and sent into a deportation site.
What happens next with this?
There are actually 4 points that don't require legislation from the state. The issue of domestic violence and deportation is just a letter from the public, from Bill de Blasio's office to the heads of the agencies. The one that requires legislation from the state, it's incumbent on myself as an assemblyman and the leadership in the immigrant population to get that pushed through in Albany. And then whatever is required from the city council can take care of that part.